It's the Morning Mess Recap Podcast from 95.1 WAPE.
95.1 WAPE, Jacksonville's number one music station. It's the Big A Morning Mass. Thanks so much for joining us today, folks. It's Friday, and it's kind of a bittersweet day today because
I can't hear anything, by the way.
Why can't you hear anything?
Because you have my headphones turned up. Oh, okay, thank
right.
you so
Is that
much.
Better?
That's better.
Yeah, I don't
want
to.
Sorry to interrupt your role.
I don't
want to
do
on it.
That's okay. I didn't want to deprive you of hearing my voice.
Okay.
So it's a bittersweet day today because not only are we celebrating something, we're also saying goodbye. To our studio here where we broadcast for. Well, Megan, how long have you been here?
7 years.
7 years Megan's been coming to work
here.
Yeah,
it's crazy, right?
Like 12 for me.
I remember the first day I walked in the studio.
Do you really?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, what happened on that?
I was an intern, and I was the first day that I met you. You were already here for like solid 5 years.
I've been here forever. I've been here literally forever.
I remember walking in and be like, oh, that's what that dude looks like.
Oh my God, he's way more handsome than I thought.
That's totally what I thought.
That's what you thought?
You know when you hear someone on the radio and then you picture them, and it's totally not what you picture at all.
Right? What did you picture, Megan?
I don't know. I didn't like picture. I don't know.
When you were sitting around fantasizing,
I think I pictured like a bigger guy.
Bigger, like fatter or more muscular?
Yeah, like
fatter. Oh, okay, good. All right. So I was skinnier than
you were. Yeah, you're not.
Perfect. Anyway, the first day I walked in here, I just remember someone saying, "Don't touch that," and I was like, "It's kind of my job."
And then you didn't listen to them for 11 more years.
That worked out okay. But here's the thing. We're leaving now. We're moving. This is we went yesterday to tour our new studio.
Yeah.
Which is a dump. And but we're going to make it home.
Yeah.
And for the first, so Tuesday, because we're off on Monday for Memorial Day.
Memorial Day, yeah.
And then Tuesday morning, we're going to be walking into a brand new, really old studio.
Mm-hmm.
And
a brand new, really old.
Well, new to you is right. what they say. And we're going to be doing our show. Now we have, and a lot of things are new. There's new equipment, new microphones, things like that. So we may sound better, but we'll be in it. It'll be a confusing time for us.
It will be. It'll be a little weird to get. It'll be like an adjustment.
We'll have to relearn some things. There may be dead air at times. Luckily, there's dead air now.
I mean, happens now.
It'll already feel.
I don't think it'll be that different.
And I've tried to keep that going throughout the years.
Yeah.
So that if you hear something mess up when we do have a major change, you'll be like, oh, just a typical day.
And to be honest with you, if we wouldn't have said anything, nobody would have noticed.
Nobody would have noticed. That's exactly right. In fact, I'll be concentrating so hard on hitting the right buttons that it may actually sound better.
Yeah.
Probably
it's
not.
True.
But.
Yeah,
anyway,
let's be honest with ourselves.
But what do we do? We ordered a mini fridge today, too, because we don't even have, there's literally nothing over there. It's like Survivor Radio.
Yeah.
They're
I was
dropping
like,
us. They're dropping us on island. And we got the best because we own a lot of radio stations. We walked over there yesterday and literally one of the radio stations that we own, we walked into the control room and everything, the computer, the speakers, everything that you need to make the radio station run, set up on a folding table.
On a folding table.
And I was like, wait, is that the picnic table that we had our turkey dinner on last week? Like, yeah, no, that's good. And I was like, wow, whew, this
it's
is
so true.
I hope that's a sturdy table.
Such a solid, great radio station.
They put like $20,000 worth of equipment on a $2 table.
This plastic table.
From Walmart. I'm like, I hope that's quality. Because if that comes crashing down, somebody's going off the air. Luckily, our studio is a little more secure than that.
Yeah.
But we have a window, which is great.
This is the best news ever.
We have
a window.
We've never had a window.
I got home and I was like, we get a window.
Right. It looks out on a swamp with a huge satellite dish, but that's okay.
We're probably going to get cancer from that.
Beggars can't be true. Yeah.
We're like definitely sitting next to like a radiation.
Nah, that's fine. You can't live forever. But anyway, now, in addition to that, we're also celebrating today because it happens that our last day here at the station is also National Wine Day.
I mean, it couldn't have been more perfect.
So we are going to, in just a minute, drink a toast to the old studio. And kiss it goodbye. Friday, which we're excited about. It's our last day here at the old studio. Now, again, to you, it's not going to be any different. You're just going to wake up Tuesday. You're going to turn on our show. We're going to be not here, but here in your radio.
Yeah.
We can broadcast
we're
from anywhere.
Here in your radio.
Right? I mean, you know what I mean. But we're going to be at a new place. So we're toasting today. Also, because, Megan, tell everyone what today is.
It's National Wine Day.
Yay. Cheers. There you go.
Oh, that was a good sound effect.
That was good.
And it was real.
And we're very excited because we have a lot of wine in the studio.
Yeah, I mean,
but
too much to do with.
My buddy Hank.
Do
what?
I said no such thing is too much.
No such thing at all. My buddy Hank from Winn-Dixie on 295 in Bay Meadows.
Yeah.
They have, by the way, that is like the, if you've never been to a Winn-Dixie, that's the place to go to.
It really is great.
They have a prepared food section. They have wine and cheese. He's in charge of all that. And on Fridays, they basically have a party at 5:30. They have tastings and samples. They have a guy who comes in and sings La Bamba on his guitar.
What?
It's amazing. Like, I walked in the store the first time. I was scared. I was like, what is going on? But they turned it into this party atmosphere.
And you get to try the different wines and stuff?
Oh, yeah. They have wine. Well, on Wednesday, they have wine tastings.
Oh, my gosh. That's great.
But it's amazing. It's a really fun place. Sometimes I just go party there at 5 o'clock, 5:30.
On your way home.
Last week, they had a woman with a 20-pound brick of cheese, and she sculpted it the way ice sculptors sculpt ice.
Oh, my gosh.
Swear to God. I mean, it was amazing.
Cool.
And it was really great. Although, it does, the best thing is it doesn't melt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great.
Anyway, so Hank Talent. Brought us a bunch of wine, like 5 different bottles. We have 3 left. Savannah, what are you eating? Tell everyone what else he brought.
Crackers.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Sorry, my voice got crackers, cheese, and a fig spread.
Yeah, like a really...
They have like a full-blown cheese plate that he brought us. It's so good.
I feel like I'm at some kind of restaurant.
I know. It's like, this is my dream.
It really is. There's a fig spread. There's some... Anyway, yeah, Savannah's... So we're having wine and cheese for breakfast.
It's really good.
Is basically the point of it. If you if you want to celebrate National Wine Day, I say go for it.
Yeah.
I'm all about it.
Why not?
Yeah,
there's
exactly.
There's no such thing as being too early.
That's what people say. The folks at the news station are going to walk by any minute and go, are you drinking wine at 7:30?
I know. They're like, what? This is an office building.
Hey, it's 5 o'clock somewhere. That's what Jimmy Buffett said. Where Megan and I are already, we've spent the morning on Target.com trying to piece together some items that we need. We have a mini fridge that we got.
We obviously need that.
What? Yeah, because Megan has a lot of perishables.
Yeah.
Like her.
I have several drinks.
Yeah, lots of.
She has some kombucha.
Oh my gosh.
Need some water.
She got a big sack of eggs that she keeps in there.
I eat eggs, yeah.
All sorts of stuff. So we're going to. And here's the thing, the actual fridge is like on it. You don't care about any of this, but it's on a different floor.
No,
so we bought like a little retro mini fridge for the studio. Also, I have a coffee maker from home, which I now have to bring in.
Yeah, then we just not even have to walk anywhere.
We don't have access. Yeah, we're trying to make it like.
we're trying to be as lazy as possible.
We should get wheelchairs so we can just wheel around the place.
I mean, I feel like we can walk to the coffee maker.
All right,
like
fine.
3 feet away.
Yeah, I guess you're right. But, you know, we're trying to brainstorm because, you know, a lot of people, they'll take their office space and they'll really do it up. They'll put, like, a disco ball or they'll put,
that's
you know.
A good idea.
Oh, is that a good idea,
too?
Can we
get that?
Should we do a disco ball?
See if Target has one of those.
Savannah, get a disco ball.
No, it would be so cool. They'll make the lights look cool.
All right, we can do that.
Let's get that.
All right, what else? Let's make a list. If anybody has any great ideas for things we should put in our new studio, 340-9595, 340-9595. And keep in mind, price is no object because we're just going to expense it all.
Hopefully our boss isn't listening.
He's never listened to the station. So we can put in a disco ball, a mini fridge. Then what else did we say we wanted? We will have. Oh, someone just texted me.
Ooh, what?
Not boiled egg. Oh, no. And then what else can we have?
I'll open them and eat them outside of the studio.
We should get an Alexa. And that way, if we, like, she could talk to us on the air if we have, because, you know, we don't know anything.
Yeah.
And we're always Wikipedia-ing stuff. Like, we're like, hey, how old is this person? Or what's the weather going to be like? We could just be like, Alexa, what's this?
And we should have one.
We'll give her a little microphone.
Oh, good idea.
Wouldn't that be a great idea?
That's a great idea.
All right. So we need an Alexa. We need.
I want to get one of those oil diffuser things. Remember, I told you that yesterday.
All right, hippie.
It'll make everything smell really nice.
You want an oil diffuser?
Yeah. And it's like. It's like chill vibes. You know, you put some lavender oil in there. Makes you feel like calm and collected.
Lavender oil?
You're like, I don't want to feel calm and collected.
I know. The last thing I want to do at work is feel calm. I want to be like energized. Isn't there an energy oil diffuser?
Yeah, there probably is. Yeah.
We need something
I'll
like, you know, look for an oil.
Or maybe we'll just get candles, which is like totally a fire
that's
hazard.
Not a, yeah, I'm sure the fire marshal won't shut us down pretty quickly. Sorry, the big ape is off the air today because it burned down.
I guess Megan lit her anthropology candle.
Somebody just wrote to me, texted me and said, my Alexa just told me what the weather was.
That'll happen.
Sorry about that. Alexa, turn on 95.1, although you probably have it on if you're listening.
Right.
All right. If there's anything else that you can think of that would be cool to have, maybe you have something in your office and it's just been a game changer for you.
Yeah.
You know what else is
we
cool,
need
Megan?
To know.
What we need, we never did it here, but we should do it in the new place, is get actual real good lighting.
I know. That's like such a huge thing.
So many people
have that.
And that's something that people don't realize with offices. Lighting is such a big part of it. And everyone usually just uses the fluorescents.
Yeah.
But you can bring in a lamp and it changes the whole look and scope of your office.
Oh, that's a good idea. Lamp.
Yeah, we'll get some lamps.
Write that down.
Savannah. Get some lamps. All right, perfect.
We could get a cool lamp.
I'm going to burn a hole in my red card.
Tune in weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. to hear The Mess live or follow the podcast on our Big 8 mobile app.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.